From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, what will a change in the Federal Reserve's unprecedented stimulus policy mean for you?
But first, Monday's mass shooting at the Washington Navy Yard that took 12 lives is leading to some pretty deep soul-searching at the Department of Defense. Today, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel called for a worldwide review of security policies at U.S. defense facilities.
Our people deserve safe and secure workplaces, wherever they are. Deputy Secretary Carter will also lead a review of DOD's practices and procedures for granting and renewing security clearances, including those held by contractors.
That's one of the key concerns as we learn more about the suspect, Aaron Alexis, who was killed in a shootout with police on Monday. He was a contractor who had been honorably discharged from the military despite several run-ins with the law. There had also been concerns about his mental health. We also now know that on Sunday, Aaron Alexis reportedly went to a gun store in Northern Virginia where he purchased the shotgun he took onto the base. NPR's Brian Naylor has been following the investigation. And Brian, what more can you tell us about the days leading up to the shooting?
Now, here's what we know. Law enforcement officials believe Alexis arrived in the Washington area late last month, around the 25th of August. He stayed in different hotels, most recently at a Residence Inn not far from the Navy Yard. And last Saturday, it turns out, he went to a shooting range in Lorton, Virginia, about 25 miles from Washington. He rented a rifle there, took some shots on the range, and then he purchased a Remington shotgun and two boxes of shells. And on Monday, apparently with that shotgun, he opened fire inside Building 197 at the Naval Sea Systems Command inside the Navy Yard.
So we mentioned that there may be new information about the state of his mental health as well.
Yeah, there are some disturbing details. In early August, he was in Newport, Rhode Island, apparently doing work for his employer, a contractor, and he called police to report he was being harassed. He told police, according to the police report, that he had had an altercation with someone at the airport and that there were now three people following him. Alexis said they were speaking to him through the walls and ceilings, trying to keep him from sleeping, and using, quote, some sort of microwave machine. Alexis reportedly also went to a VA hospital in Providence, Rhode Island, complaining of insomnia. He was given a prescription there and then went to a VA hospital in D.C. to renew the prescription when he arrived here. And I should just add that the police reported in Newport, Alexis's concerns and his call of harassment to naval officials in Rhode Island. It's not clear if anything was done. And on top of this, we know that, you know, he had anger issues. He shot out the tire of a car in Seattle some years ago and fired into the floor of a neighbor's apartment. So clearly he's had some mental health issues going back several years.
So interesting, Brian. I mean, obviously hindsight is 20/20, but given the list of incidences that you just told us about, do we have any sense as to how these reports didn't raise, you know, even more significant red flags?
Yeah. Well, apparently, you know, they fell just short of triggering any kind of warning. He was discharged from the Navy under a program where they speed up discharges of people who they think are giving them trouble, but they still gave him an honorable discharge. So that didn't mean, you know, so he was able to keep his security clearance. He was never charged with any crimes in the previous firearms incidents. He was never hospitalized for any mental health issues. So there is nothing that would have set off any alarms at the levels that are now that would have triggered the alarms at the levels they're now set at. The question people are asking is, you know, do we need to reset those levels and perhaps increase screening of individuals who get these clearances?
And finally, Brian, in the last couple seconds that we have, what are still the major unanswered questions or details that investigators are focusing on?
Well, the U.S. Attorney for Washington said there do remain some unanswered questions. Pertaining to Alexis's motives, you know, why did he seek out and kill so many innocent men and women on at the Navy Yard on Monday? What could have been done to prevent the tragedy? And whether anyone else aided or assisted him, either wittingly or unwittingly. And now we're hearing, as you hear from Secretary Hagel, you know, they're looking at whether they should tighten security clearances and access to the Navy bases.
NPR's Washington desk correspondent Brian Naylor. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.